You're listening to SBS News.
There are hopes that daily COVID cases in New South Wales could be reaching a plateau. The state has reported another 1,284 local cases today after consecutive days of similar numbers this week. There have also been a further 12 COVID deaths, including two women aged in their 20s. Two unvaccinated people who died at home were only diagnosed with COVID after their deaths. The state is continuing to achieve new vaccination benchmarks. Half the eligible population is now fully immunised. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the government is working on its reopening plans once 80% of people are double dosed, expected in mid-October.
It's always difficult when you can see the light at the end of the tunnel to stay the course, but we're really urging everybody to stick to the rules. There are opportunities for us to consider easing restrictions moving forward. But we really need everybody just to stay the course. We're getting inching closer and closer to that 70% double vaccination rate, which is very pleasing. So getting to that milestone of 50 gives us heart that in some weeks we'll get to that 70% double dose and enjoy many more things than what we can today and start to feel more normal about life at that stage.
Part of that promised normality will be a reopening of international travel, both for Australians returning home and those wishing to head abroad. In preparation for that day, the New South Wales government has announced a trial of home quarantine. Almost a quarter of a million people have gone through hotel quarantine in New South Wales since the start of the pandemic, but its days may be numbered. The home quarantine trial will involve some Qantas staff and 125 random, fully vaccinated returning Australians. Participants from across the state will only be required to quarantine for 7 days instead of the usual 14. The trial is based on the South Australian model, which uses an app with geolocation and facial recognition technology, and today has been expanded from 30 to 250 people. New South Wales Tourism Minister Stuart Ayres says it's an important step in his state's reopening plans.
We can't stay closed forever. We've got to be able to learn what happens when we put people into home-based quarantine. That's what this step will do. Australia must reopen. We must get rid of lockdowns. We must get rid of home quarantine. We must re-engage with the world. Sydney is a global city and it must engage with the globe. This is an important step in that direction.
Meanwhile, COVID infections have gone in the wrong direction in the ACT, with 30 new local cases today. 19 of those have been linked, but at least 14 spent time in the community while infectious. Chief Minister Andrew Barr says the case number is simply too high.
Today's not the first time that we have seen new daily case numbers in the 30s, and it is too early to know if this is a one-off, but it is clear that this is not a good number. While we have a high number of cases infectious in the community, our case numbers will continue to grow. Today serves as a timely reminder that every time you are out in the community and you are close to other people, there is a risk that you will become infected, whether you are vaccinated or not.
And in Victoria, another 510 new local COVID cases were recorded, and one more death, a woman aged in her 50s. There are 208 COVID cases in hospital, including a baby aged under one in intensive care. The virus continues to be concentrated in Melbourne's north and west. 95% of today's new cases are in those areas. But there were also 9 new cases in regional Victoria, including 3 more in locked down Ballarat. All were linked. Authorities are keeping a close eye on Geelong, where there are now 13 active cases with 11 infections. Victoria's testing commander, Jerome Weimer, says the virus is seeding to regional areas through essential workers coming in and out of Melbourne.
Really a call out to employers. There are very clear guidelines around what constitutes essential work. There are, of course, some essential jobs that are undertaken in offices that do need to continue in situ. But please, I'm asking all employers to consider very carefully before you ask your staff or require your staff to come to work. It is only if their work is genuinely essential, not it's just a little bit convenient.
Among those who are defined as essential are construction workers, who are facing a string of new compliance measures after virus clusters emerged at building sites. Tradies staged a protest this morning in central Melbourne against a new ban on tea rooms at construction sites. Dozens of workers workers set up chairs and tables in the middle of streets in the CBD for their morning break, forcing the cancellation of some trams. But Jerome Weimer is unmoved.
I'd appeal to the industry and to the employees. So many sectors, so many employees would love to be at work. So many of us would love to be working almost normally. And actually, people are pulling, bending over backwards to keep the construction industry going and to keep those important sites going for very important reasons. So please don't. I think we all need to be a little bit humble on this and recognise the privileges that those of us who are still able to work get. And if it means you can't sit next to your mates while you're having a sandwich, that doesn't seem to be a huge burden to bear.
Melburnians, meanwhile, will be free to picnic outdoors from tomorrow after Victoria reached its first vaccination target today of 70% of the eligible population with at least one dose. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says Australia as a whole has now also reached the same target.
70.5% first doses. We've now passed 14.5 million Australians who've come forward for first doses. That also means less than 2 million Australians to come forward to achieve the 80% rate. And so we're on track to do that. We obviously have to work hard over the coming weeks to encourage people to come forward. But the points of presence are there, the supply is there, and the opportunity is there. And so if you haven't been vaccinated, please come forward. But if it's a friend or a family member, please keep encouraging people to come forward to protect themselves and to protect all of us.
It comes as shipments of 1 million doses of the Moderna vaccine begin to arrive from tonight. Moderna will be available to anyone currently unvaccinated aged 12 to 59. Minister Hunt says it means there'll be sufficient supply for every Australian to be vaccinated by the end of October. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Claire Slattery, SBS News. We'll be right back.